Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Officers from the Arcata Police Department responded to a report of an attempted robbery on Wednesday at the La Chiquita Taqueria in the 700 block of 10th Street in Arcata. When officers arrived on scene, they spoke with the owner, who said that he was in the back when the suspect tapped on the front counter for service. When he came to the counter, the suspect grabbed his hair, pointed a pistol at his neck, and demanded money. The owner managed to grab a kitchen knife from behind the counter and fight off the suspect, chasing him down the street. The suspect is described as a 5'5" white male adult with dark hair who was last seen wearing a red hooded sweatshirt with white writing and a white hat. Anyone with information about the robbery is asked to contact Arcata Police. In other Arcata crime news, officers from the APD's Special Services Unit and the county's Probation Department conducted a series of probation and sex offender compliance checks in the Valley West area of Arcata on Wednesday. Authorities contacted numerous probationers at motels and apartments in the area. As a result of the checks, four people were arrested. Officers arrested Brent Gerber and Devon Cathy on outstanding warrants, and Kerry Duggan and Donald Poor for possession of a controlled substance. Deputies from the Sheriff's Office's Drug Enforcement Unit, along with the Eureka Police Department's POP team, served a search warrant on Wednesday in the 10,000 block of Dyerville Loop Road in southern Humboldt. When deputies arrived on scene, they contacted and then arrested 29-year-old Christopher Buchanan. They seized 525 growing marijuana plants, 3 pounds of processed and packaged marijuana, and approximately 3 ounces of psilocybin mushrooms. Buchanan was booked into jail on possession and cultivation charges and was later released on bail. Supervisor Rex Bone and Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck announced on Wednesday that the Eureka High School Automotive Program, which had been on the chopping block due to low student enrollment, will continue at the school with a focus on both auto mechanics, which it has traditionally been focused, and power mechanics. The automotive class will be offered in the fall, and with the cooperation of local businesses, including mechanics and car dealerships, the expanded program will allow students to learn basic auto mechanics along with diesel and hydraulics. Earlier this month, several dozen Eureka residents attended a school board meeting calling for the preservation of the program, and that public interest played a key role in the latest decision. The Trinity County Sheriff's Department announced on Tuesday that the County Narcotics Task Force, the U.S. Forest Service Personnel Camp, and the North State Marijuana Investigation Team eradicated more than 74,000 marijuana plants. The 5 gardens were found in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and evidence has tied them to foreign growers. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement officials from across the state, and particularly here in communities on the North Coast, have been less than satisfied with AB 109, the bill that allowed for the realignment of prisoners from state prisons to local jurisdictions. The Public Policy Polling Institute has asked Humboldt County to participate in a study of the impacts of realignment on local communities, and the Board of Supervisors has agreed to be a part of the study. The PPIC just released its study on the current prison population, a population that has declined from a high of more than 160,000 in 2006 to its current population of just over 144,000 inmates. The study looks at the nature of offenses committed by prisoners in the system, and the overwhelming majority, 88%, were sentenced for violent crimes, meaning many who have been paroled and are being watched by the counties will not be sent back to prison unless they commit another violent or sexual-related crime, much to the dismay of local law enforcement. You can find the full study at the PPIC's website. And Caltrans has announced that work on a project to improve the last chance grade on Route 101 south of Crescent City should be completed by late autumn. Work crews are currently on site, and one-way traffic controls have been in place during the construction season and will remain in place until work is completed. The grade is located in an active slide area, and work is being done to stabilize the roadway. That will be followed by the installation of new guardrails and finally a new road surface. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.